Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe. Welcome to the cafe. Oops, over here. I forgot I'm using the background. It's usually over here. Psychic Cafe. That's right. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. And we are simulcasting on YouTube as well. I'm Dax Carlisle, your host, president of the Tarot Guild for the last 20 years. We don't really want to admit that. Been broadcasting on radio, podcasting, and YouTube for 14 years now. That's right. That's right. Welcome to the show. Excited to be here on a Monday, April 15th, 2024. Hey, it's tax day. Yeah. Did everybody get their taxes in? Well, here in the U.S. anyway, you know, we're a little myopic, us Americans sometimes here, you know, there is the rest of the world and God knows when they do their taxes, but we do them on April 15th. God damn it. That's right. If you have questions about your taxes, maybe you want us to pull cards on that, you know, could happen. Just saying, could happen, right? Oh gosh. And so it's going to be quiet in the beginning here because it's a Monday night. It's only like the second, third week of us trying out some night shows, you know, and we've missed some Mondays here, you know, but we're here and we have the phone lines as well. By the way, if you are watching me on YouTube right now, you can dial into the show, 714-816-4628. Remember when you get through to press one on your dial pad, that lets us know you want to be live on air. Once again, it's 714-816-4628. Press one on your dial pad as soon as you get through. That lets us know you want to be live on air. I know we have a bunch of people actually just listening, and that's perfectly fine. But if you want to be live on air, don't forget to press the one there. And I'm going to put this in the chat here, actually, on YouTube, 714-816-4628. Because, yes, we are one of the only shows on YouTube where we are simulcasting on radio and have a phone bank of 50 lines that you can call in and listen to the show, chat with us, ask questions. Maybe you want to get a mini reading. Maybe you want to ask a question about tarot or numerology. We are the official broadcast of the Tarot Guild. Maybe you want to ask about that. Maybe you want to ask about Psychic Talk and, oh, how you can be a host on the network. That's right. Psychic Cafe, www.psychic.cafe. That is actually our new website. It's not really that new now. We've had it since, start building it towards the end of December, you know, so January. You know, January, March, April, May. So like, you know, it's been at least, what, 3-4 months here going. And it's coming along. A lot more to do, a lot more to put on it, but everybody's loved it so far. So come over and join us there. Oh, by the way, if you're listening to us on radio, you can come and see me in the cafe. Yes, I'm actually in the cafe, as you can see. It's a rainy day. Actually, it's always a rainy day in the cafe. It reminds me of my Seattle days. See, if I lean this way, you can see the water coming down, hitting the window panes and coming down. You can see I got the fireplace going over here in the corner on the right. I got some candles. There's some candles flickering. And on the table behind me, which you can't really see. But yeah, got this cool little caffeine. Oh, I need some more caffeine. Cafe scene going behind me here. So if you want to come and see that and, you know, also see the cards, I'm going to be showing you some cards in a minute here. all you got to do is open a tab in your, you know, a new tab. If you're listening, you know, don't turn off. Well, actually, you can turn off the radio part if you're just listening. But if you're dialed in, say, on the phone, you know, like open a new tab in your browser on your device, type in psychic.cafe, just like this up here, psychic.cafe/live. And that'll take you right into the YouTube Live. In fact, every day that we do a show, which is almost every day of the week, every day we do a show, that's all you have to remember. You can go over to our channel and see when the start times are. This week, for instance, I'm doing all evening shows, Monday, taking Tuesday off, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Catherine may or may not be back for her day show on Friday. I may do an evening show. Not 100% sure. Do have a day show for sure on Saturday. And then Sunday, the 21st, yeah, Pamela Steele, you know, Steel Wizard Tarot. Yeah, that Pamela Steele. And also Eternal Secret Oracle, that Pamela Steele. Yes, she is going to be my guest co-host. Very excited. You can't see my shelf, unfortunately, with all my beautiful decks up there. But that's okay. Oh, my God. There is so much going on today. It's tax day. It's the start of the Trump trial. The Trump trial. Say that five times fast. Tesla laying off 10%. Two major executives leaving. What the heck is going on there? We're going to pull cards on everything. That's my thing tonight. I think I'm going to pull cards on everything. Got some exciting news about Maria's practitioner handbook, angel practitioner handbook. Yep. So, yeah, just go ahead, open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe. You can use the www if you want. You don't have to. www.psychic.cafe/live. Yeah, it's a .cafe, not a .com, not a .net, not a .org, all the dots that you're, you know, familiar with. They're called extensions, by the way, if you're not familiar. Domain extension. There are hundreds now, and we were lucky enough to get psychic with the extension .cafe, and that's all you have to remember. So psychic.cafe/live will take you into the live every day. And you can join me right now if you're listening somewhere else on the web. You know, you can maybe you're listening to the radio broadcast. Maybe you're dialed in. Come over to the YouTube channel and, you know, go to that live link. It'll take you right in here. You can join us in the chat room. That's where the chat room is, folks. It's not on Blog Talk anymore. So if you're listening on Blog Talk, their chat room has changed, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 times over the last 14 years that we've been using Blog Talk Radio as a platform for our shows. And it's never been good. I swear to God, every iteration has been, you know, but now that we're simulcasting, you know, we're doing the live video stream on YouTube. YouTube Lives come with a chat. So why use Blog Talks? You know, we can use YouTube. So come join us in the chat. Say hi. Hang out. You can ask your questions in there, too. If you don't want to dial in or you can't call in for some reason, go ahead and join us in the chat. Dan's in there. MetaCrazy, that's Jill. Hi, Jill. Jill's posting some blog posts on Psychic Cafe that are going to be coming out shortly. Got some really cool things coming out on the website, and you guys can check it out anytime. You can join free. Come over and join the website, psychic.cafe. 100% free. It's like joining Facebook, only it's for psychic stuff. So tarot, numerology, astrology, pet communication, animal communication, pet psychic, what else? Psychic mediumship, clairvoyance, astrology, numerology. I mean, you name it. That's what it's all for. So come hang out with us, like-minded people, talk about the stuff that you want to talk about. And unlike being on Facebook, none of the negative stuff, none of the ads. None of the negative, like, you know, the politics and the and religion, you know, all the, you know, divisiveness and everything like that, and all the other topics and things to, like, draw your attention away. You know, once we get Psychic Cafe going and there's, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of us on there any given time of the day, it's going to be awesome because we don't have to hang out on Facebook anymore. Everything that you can do on Facebook, blog posts and status updates and or posts and upload videos and pictures, groups, post groups, create groups, post events, all that stuff you can do on Psychic Cafe. And you can join free right now. So go over there and join and sign up. Oh, Jill saying sending love. By the way, earlier before the show started, Dan had popped in and said that they had him and Michelle. That's Michelle Matheny and Dan Matheny. Dan is one of our lifetime members, and his wife, Michelle, is one of our hosts on the network, Michelle's Mystic Corner, the second and fourth Saturdays of the month. I'll be telling you about what she's got coming up on the 27th shortly because it's going to be her first interview. It's going to be great. So they just got back from Michelle's untwins twins funeral. Okay, that probably didn't make sense to you. Okay, so it's her friend that they're so close that they are identical, like twins, but with different mothers, right? Different parents. So yeah, unfortunately, she passed away, and they had to go to the services and all. And I said, I had typed in there that, boy, that must have been rough. Hope Michelle's okay. Michelle, if you get okay and can pop in, please do. Jill's asking how Michelle's doing in the chat here. Not well, but holding in there. Yeah, you don't have to come in the chat and say anything if you don't want to, Michelle, because we know services were good. Then went to the family restaurant, and they put out a nice soulful food meal. Oh, the family has a restaurant. That is really cool. Really cool. Sorry to hear about that. You know, I didn't know it was today. Wow. Lots going on today. Lots. Oh, my God. So it's tax day. It's Michelle's Untwins services, Trump trial. So, you know, the first ever trial of a former president of the United States, criminal trial. It's unbelievable. And the Tesla stuff, I want to look at that too. So I'm going to pull some cards on like literally everything. Meta Crazy was saying about, I want to start a Starseeds and Galactic Council post. Yeah, well, you know, just and for everybody out there, including Jill, you know, you guys can go to your profile on Psychic Cafe, and there's status update. You know, it actually says, let me go to my own profile and see what it says. So you go to your own profile, and then there's this box, right? And it says, say what's on your mind. Now, when you click in the box, that's when you can start typing. But also, all these things appear on the left here where you can click on there for post type. You might just do text, but you can also add a photo, video. You can also put a background on. We have a set of different backgrounds you can do if you want. And then you can type whatever's on your mind. Now, I think there's a limit to the text. I think ours is more generous than Facebook's, but there might be a limit to the text that you can type with the background behind it. I'm not 100% sure on that. We can test it out. But Jill, yeah, you can just, you know, click in where it says say what's on your mind, and you can start doing posts about that. And it's automatically posted, as opposed to, you know, we were talking about blog posts earlier, and the blog posts, they have to be submitted and reviewed and tweaked and, you know, the pictures set up and the URLs set up and all this kind of stuff before they're published. So if you want to just get something out there quick, just do posts on your own profile and they'll show up on the community feed. Peppermint tea. Yes, I had my coffee this morning, and I always have coffee on the shows, but now that we're doing evening shows, I've already had, you know, 3 or 4 or 5, 10 cups of coffee, you know, this morning. So I'm doing herbal teas in the evening now. This is my new thing. You can see the tea bag. Look. Yep. And yeah, it's the cheap stuff. I know you're all looking at the great value tag there going, oh, Dax bought the cheap stuff at Walmart. Yeah, that's right. Wherever I can save a penny. And I got the peppermint going on. But you can help me out there, by the way. And you can buy me a cup of coffee, cup of tea, you know, however you want to look at it. And I'm going to pop up. There we go. Our coffee page is located at psychic.cafe/coffee. Yes, it's our tip jar, but we like to, you know, say it, say like, you know, send us some love, send us a cup of coffee, you know, cup of coffee, cup of tea. And if you're enjoying these shows, you're getting a lot out of them, maybe it's just the fact of community. And then you can come here almost every day we have a show. You can come here and hang out with us. You can unload your burden. You can chat about whatever. And we can talk back and forth. And we're all family here. It's a safe place. Maybe you got a good reading. You know, you enjoyed the reading. It helped you out. Maybe you learned something new about tarot or numerology or psychic development or law of attraction or all the other things that we talk about on this network, angels. Maybe just want to send some love. That's how you do it. We don't have super chats yet on our YouTube channel, but you can go over to psychic.cafe/coffee and you can send in a cup of coffee. Hey, and not only is it, if you just want to send us some love, but it also has some practical use as well. If you buy us a cup of coffee, guess what? We take your question in chat or your call. That's right. So you may be 10 down in the questions on chat. You may be the fifth caller. Doesn't matter. You go into the chat during a live show, okay, at psychic.cafe/live. Remember that? In the chat, if you say, hey, this is Joe, area code 619, I just bought you a cup of coffee. Or if you have a question in chat, you say, you know, Dax, I have a question here in chat, just bought you a cup of coffee. Guess what? We're going to stop everything we're doing. We're going to go right to your question or call. We're going to spend more time with you. And you can ask additional things about, you know, around the same topic, of course. We don't want to ask, you know, a dozen different questions on different things, but a lot more leeway, and we spend at least double the time with you when you buy a cup of coffee. psychic.cafe/coffee. There you go, folks. Okay. So how's the phone lines doing? Okay, we got a bunch of people coming in on the phone lines. Going over to that in just a minute. Michelle just popped in. I appreciate all your love, guys. It truly helps. Yes. Sorry, Michelle. I know it was probably really rough to go through that, and you're going to be okay. Yes. Yes, you're going to be okay. And, of course, she's still with you. That's the other caveat, you know. Those of us into the psychic stuff, you know, we know they never go away. Right. So, real quick about today, I pulled cards for tomorrow. Okay, which I'm going to do in a second here, but just real quick on today. I know it's late. The day's almost over, so I don't even like pulling cards for and doing the numerology for today, but I'm going to do it anyway because so much going on, and basically it's Monday, April 15th, 2024. That all reduces to 9, the philanthropist, the Mother Teresa number, okay, and then a lot of people are feeling this. Oh, Michelle, look. Very interesting that I get the Three of Swords when you had to go to your untwin's services. Not an accident. Of course, when I first looked at this, I was thinking of, you know, everybody else out there and, you know, whatever situation you're going through. Notice, you know, we always say the heart being pierced, it's like heartache and, anguish and all those kind of feelings, but this is not a cups card. Cups in tarot are feelings. This is swords. This is thoughts and ideas. Usually when this card shows up in a reading, although it can indicate other things, like it could indicate a love triangle. It could indicate other, you know, not too great things happening in paradise. Let's put it that way. But the thing about this is when this shows up, most of the time, whatever it was is waning or gone. All that's left is your thoughts about it. It's not really affecting you. Anything that's affecting you is you're letting your feelings affect you. It's already gone. The other thing is with the nine energy today, nine is endings. And like this, it's telling you that it's over. Okay. And it's the three energy. So creativity and communication. How can you use your communication, and how can you use creativity? And this sounds a little strange, but think about it. How can you use creativity to get moving in the right direction and building things again? You know, because anything that's happened, it's water under the bridge. You know, what do you want to have? Okay. So with that nine energy and it being endings, the end of a cycle, we all live through these 9-year cycles, 1 through 9. And then the entire world goes through a 9-year cycle. We're in the 8th right now. It's a world year of 8, abundance and prosperity. Yep. So that's very interesting. You know, it's like, what can you let go of that's no longer serving you? Is it this feeling, these feelings that, again, they're not feelings, they're actually thoughts, but, you know, you're experiencing it as a feeling. You know, can you let go of that? Relationships that no longer serve you, belief systems or beliefs about yourself or beliefs about or surrounding money, for instance, that no longer serve you. Can you let go of these things? You know, so that's what's going on today. And now I'm going to do, here's the numerology and cards of the day for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. The entire date reduces to the one energy. So yesterday was the nine energy. And now here on Tuesday, April 16th, we're going into the one energy, new beginning, self leadership. It's the start of a new cycle, right? I pulled a card from the Eternal Seekers Oracle. This is the book out of the box I showed you earlier here. And I got a really neat card for the card of the day, attainment. Look at that. Really nice card. Really, I'm trying to get it to stay in focus here. Okay, attainment. Right. And so this is actually when Pamela made this, what's the word for it? She was thinking of the world card. You know, the world card was the inspiration. All right. So the world, completion, attainment, and it's talking about, you know, the costs of personal freedom. You know, acknowledge those costs. This is a great time to do gratitude. Okay. As you're starting something new, maybe. With that one energy, you know, and the world is literally open to you, you know, but getting that amount of freedom, it requires sacrifice. Yeah. So you acknowledge the sacrifice, give thanks to that and where you are and all it took to get there, basically. And I did pull another card with it. The strength card, card number 8, 8 is abundance and prosperity in numerology. That's right. And so we got the strength card, inner strength, love conquers all, courage. It's hard keeping this, you know, I'm so used to being able to, but now it's a magic trick. Look at that. Okay. And these two cards together, let's see. There we go. I'm gonna get a shot of these two cards. These two cards together, you know, it's the ultimate accomplishment of a goal through inner strength, courage, and self-control. That's what I got for the cards of the day and numerology, Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. All righty. So I'm going to put these cards back in my deck here. And I'm going to pull some cards for some other stuff. Let's see. I love these cards. There's the backs. I love these cards because they're so big. I just think all tarot cards or all divination cards, you know, should be gigantic. What's going on in the chat? Do we have questions in there yet? Ladybug's in there. Hi, Ladybug. Welcome back. So Jill's asking, so Three of Swords is like a conflict of mind and beliefs, or you could say mind and emotions. That would be probably a better thing. You know, people just like to throw out that card and go, oh, it's a love triangle, or go, oh, it's, you know, bereavement. And it's very, you know, interesting. Let's say that we got that on the day that Michelle had to go to her friend's service, you know, and funeral. But I often point out that people miss the fact that it's the Three of Swords, not the Three of Cups. It's not about emotions. It's about thoughts. Could be three conflicting thought patterns, but mostly because of the traditional meanings with the grief and everything like that, we're usually talking about some other issues, like we're talking about how stuck on it in our head. Excuse me a minute here. One second. Sorry, folks. Might have to cut that out. That's what happens when you're on like live radio and live video, you know, and you have, you know, need the cough button or something like that. Anyway, back again here. So yeah, just give that some thought. And realize that typically whatever it is with the Three of Swords, it's already passed. Thanks for asking that, Jill. And if you guys have any other questions about tarot or numerology in general, you can ask those in the chat. And anything about the guild, anything about Psychic Cafe, the website / social media networking community platform. That's right, because it's not just a website. Go check it out. It's got all the same features as Facebook, you know, with the instant messaging, groups, private messaging, events, status updates, a wall, which we call, what is it called on there, the stream. And then each one of us has our own profile with our own blog and our own stream and our own, I mean, events, everything. Got to go check it out. You guys are going to love it. Let's see here. So some of the other things going on. Oh, and if any of you have any interesting tidbits about, I don't know, tax day or your taxes, or if you need a card pulled for, I don't know what it would be. I'm just thinking maybe somebody has a question. There's something about they just did their taxes and they want a card pulled or something. Let me know. The big thing, you know, of course, is the big thing going on today, of course, Monday, April 15th, 2024, is the first ever criminal trial of a previous president of the United States. Yes, it's never happened before. And everybody's wondering what's going on with that. And, you know, I was too. So I'm going to pull some cards. Like, basically, I'm asking what, you know, how's this going to end up just overall? I mean, like, you know, not necessarily the guilty thing or the innocence thing, you know, the acquittal thing, but, you know, just is it going to, you know, spiral down into a huge pile of dung chaos, you know, or going on here. So, you know, let's just pull some cards, see what comes up, you know, are we going to get through this, you know, and it's going to be okay and everything here. So let's see. Okay. We're going to pull some cards. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So I was going to do my typical five-card yes-no spread. Gifts, for those of you new in tarot, it gives you a lot of information. Plus, not just a yes or a no. It gives you a maybe and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I've got three yes cards already. I'm just going to stop there. And two of them are major arcana cards, including the sun. That's right. So I'm not even going to go any further here. So four of pentacles, foundation, four is foundations, right? Structure and everything. Now that it's within the structure and foundation of a actual trial, and they're actually there, and they're picking the jurors and going to get started. Oh my God, it's going to take forever. Maybe we should pull a card on that. How long it's going to? Some people said it could take as much as a month just to pick the jurors. And after today, I wouldn't be too surprised. 50% of them got let go because they said they couldn't honestly be impartial. Yeah, 50% of 100 people. Or close to 100 people. Yeah. So, but it's looking good now that it's within the structure of a trial and it's actually going. And then the Hierophant shows up. So that's saying a couple of things. First of all, right away, it's the judge, you know. And there's other cards in tarot that can come up that means the judge. But in this case, it makes a lot of sense. It's not the religious aspect. It's the ritual. It's the tradition. It's you have all the standard precedents and the way trials are done and so forth like that. And so that's why this is like the judge. Five is change in numerology. And this is a big fat yes card because it's so was the four of pentacles. Four is all the evens are yes, but major arcanas are big fat yeses. And so, yes, we are going to get through this. It's not going to devolve into chaos. The judge is going to be in charge, and he is going to follow the precedents, the law, the traditions of the legal, the law and the legal profession and trials in general and everything. So this looks really good. And then at the end is that sun card. You know, I don't want to predict the whole, is he going to be acquitted or, you know, is he going to be found guilty? But if I had to put my money on it, I think you know. But maybe we'll put more cards on this as the trial proceeds because it looks like we're going to be here a long ass time. I'm sorry. It's like, that's the problem, though. I think that long is not good. I mean, getting everything out there is good, but I don't know about, you know, the longer it goes and if it takes forever, people, you know, our attention span is 5 minutes, you know? Yeah. How are we going to keep up with all that? Let's see if I can get a timing card here. Ooh, okay. Seven of Cups. Okay, there's a lot of possible choices here. A lot of confusion, really, you know, the guy in the car is confused or the woman, if she's got a really short haircut anyway, or they, let's say they, because we don't know, could be, but I'm thinking, you know, just like a lot of choices, confusion, maybe even fantasy around this, like it's surreal. But seven is the timing. That's why I pulled this card. Remember I said, you know, maybe we should do a timing on this. Minimum 7 weeks. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Minimum. And Jill says illusions. Yes, yes. Oh, I have another prediction. I sent it to Dan. We'll see. Oh, great, great, great. So Dan said, so acquitted or guilty? Well, you know, I just answered that, Dan. Did you miss that? You know, got the sun card. And the way I asked the question, you know, are we going to make it through this? Is it not going to, you know, hopefully not devolve down into chaos? And, you know, and just got great, great cards for that. And typically the Sun card shows up, that indicates a good outcome. So it just, I guess it depends on which side of the fence you are, but let's see what happens. Okay, what else did I want to pull cards on? Oh, and don't worry, folks on the phone lines, you're coming up next. I don't see any questions in the chat yet, but if anybody is just coming on board, popping in, watching the YouTube live, you can ask in the chat. So basically, if you want something general, just say, hey, Dax, could you please pull some cards for me? Or you could say, hey, Dax, could I get a message from the universe? Something like that, right? And then if you have a specific question, type the question in. Now, there's no list to get on. You don't have to ask, can I get a reading? Nothing like that. Just type in, hey, Dax, can I get a general message, you know, a message from the universe? Hey, Dax, here's my question, and just a couple of sentences. Try to keep it concise, right? Or dial in at 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad. We'll be getting to those calls in just a second here. The other thing I wanted to talk about was I learned today two major executives have left Tesla, and there was an announcement that they were going to, like, lay off 10% of their workforce. You know, is this part of the plan? You know, is it cost cutting? Is it because they're about to start a new phase of growth? You know, why is this happening and everything? So I'm going to pull some cards on that. And let's see here. Give me a sec here. We're going to see what comes up for this Tesla thing. Because, you know, one person, I mean, we're talking really high up there, people, executives leave. In fact, one of them, it was hoped that person was going to take over. And I don't have all the names in front of me right now, but was going to take over a CEO so Elon could concentrate on other things, like, you know, tweeting on X, right? And do we still call it tweeting? If it's X and it's not Twitter anymore, what is it? Xing? Sounds like a porn blog or something, you know. It's like what's XXX on, you know. I'm telling you. Politics are crazy. I love the cars, though. All righty. What are we getting here? Ah, okay. First card, Ace of Pentacles. Yes. So definitely a new beginning. That's what's going on here. In fact, this stuff may have always been pre-planned. You know, it's not that Tesla is crashing and burning. Everybody thinks, they're crashing and burning. Now, that doesn't mean that the stock is not going to crash. In fact, it may very well, with a lot of this weird stuff happening, it may actually plummet down. But hey, that's what we want it to do. Because if you're smart, as soon as it crashes way down, you're going to go out and buy 2,000 more shares of Tesla. Because let me tell you, at the end of the game, you're going to make a lot of money. Yeah. It's not going anywhere. And this is a good indication. This is a new money opportunity coming in. Okay. So they have to scale back in order to, it's kind of like, you know, one step back to make five steps forward and then one step back to make five steps forward. It's kind of that kind of situation is what, like, that's what I'm feeling, you know, about it. And then I got the Three of Pentacles. Yes. Yeah, see, it's all in the works. They're working on it. New project, this could be new project, you know, and I'm thinking that $25,000 car. Yeah, the affordable Tesla. I think it's all part of the plan. Now, I've heard that some of the layoffs have started and that they're not, you know, it's not good. They're not giving them, you know, really good severance packages and things like that. So it is a little, you know, and that might have pissed off one or two of those executives, and that's why they're leaving. They don't want to be part of this, and maybe they think it's a sinking ship, you know, but that's not what's going on. according to the cards here. And then, 10 of Cups, folks. Ideal situation. It's going to end up this way. Trust me. I've actually been paying attention and researching, you know, and driving Teslas for many years. And some of the stuff they did in the very, very beginning has what really has cinched it. And of course, you know, the fantastic new manufacturing processes and everything like that is a lot, you know, is a big part of it. You know, they're the only linear manufacturer like that where they actually make a lot of money on each unit. Whereas everybody else trying to do EVs, you know, GM, the Japanese companies, you know, except for the Chinese companies, they're all losing their shirt. Actually, the Chinese companies like BYO, they're not making a profit on their electric cars. A lot of them also still produce some ICE cars, internal combustion engine cars. So they shore up their sales with that, and that's what the traditional manufacturers are doing. But some of the other things, like the supercharger network, you see, it wouldn't have worked without the supercharger network. All of electric cars, if Tesla hadn't done their supercharger network, which got Electrify America and all these other companies to start networks and put them out there, you know, if it wasn't for what Tesla did, you know, going back more than a decade, right? 10, 11, 12, 15 years ago, if it wasn't what they did and started building that network, which a lot of people are unfamiliar with the fact that it spans the entire United States. There, you know, every 50 to 100 miles, there's a supercharger on, you know, between every major city. There is no way that you can't get to where you're going, you know, and it's because of Tesla, not because of anybody else, really. There's other networks out there. They're not nearly as, what's the word for it, reliable, really. They all have, most of them have the wrong charger plug. Like Tesla has the North American Charging Standard or NACS plug, and everybody else was using the what's it called, CCS. And now they're all switching over. They're trying very rapidly to switch over to the NACS because it's the future. And a bunch of manufacturers have all announced that they're switching to Tesla's NACS standard, North American Charging Standard plug. And, but see, they have the best plug, so it makes sense, you know. And they control the biggest share of the charging, you know. And so everybody thinks it's the cars, which are fantastic, but it's not the cars. They thought ahead. It's not about just putting a car on the road. You know, it's also having the infrastructure. By the way, 98% of people that have electric cars, they're not charging at the superchargers. Those are for long distance. Like you're going to LA from Phoenix, or you're going from LA to San Diego or Seattle, or cross country to New York, and you can 100% do that, no sweat, because the majority of the country, almost all of it, is completely covered now. Yes, there's going to be some dead spots in the middle of, you know, nowhere, Wyoming or something like that, right? But I'm talking about where people really want to go. You know, you want to go from Denver, Colorado to San Antonio, Texas. Every 50 to 100 miles, there's a supercharger. You know, you just go and charge up. And it takes you like maybe 10 minutes, and then you're on your way. You know, it's really fantastic doing that, you know, where you tell it where you want to go and it plans the route, plans all the charging. You know, it doesn't have you stop and sit there for 40 minutes charging. No, it charges, it gets you to charge up just enough and you make it to the next one with, you know, a lot of extra battery to spare, of course, but and then you charge up, you know, you have to stop every few hours to go tinkle, don't you? Grab a sandwich, grab a cup of coffee, grab some tea. So you plug it in, go in Starbucks for 15 minutes, come out, you're on your way. Yep. So that's why we know that things that we see in the news that people rush to judge, like, oh, they're laying off 10%. Oh, two major executives left. Don't bet against Tesla. I'm telling you. And it's in the cards. I love it when I can say that. It's in the cards, folks. It's in the cards. That's right. Okay. Let's see. See, Jill's saying something in chat about, you know, they were fired, ? No. I guess you could look at it that way. You know, it's not a thing like they did something wrong and they were fired and it was instantaneous and it was unexpected. It's, there's layoffs and they're laying off, you know, 10% of the workforce. And, you know, they're actually also retooling. Not only have they made all the advancements that they've already made, but they're making new advancements, which instead of having the traditional manufacturing, what do they call that? My mind's blanking. Henry Ford came up with the conveyor belt thing. You know, it's like you have the long line, you know, and they're going to, instead they can break it up into like four sections and simultaneously build all four of those sections and then put it all together. It's going to like triple or quadruple, you know, the speed, and it's just going to be so efficient. And they're also going to need less human workers for that. Right. So that may be part of this, you know, retooling. Don't forget they're building the factory in Mexico, another new one in China. So it's not like they're not going to be hiring a whole lot of people in the future. And the people getting laid off now could probably get jobs at these other plants, you know, and when they come out with hopefully the $25,000, you know, low cost version, little Tesla. Yeah, I'd like to have one of those myself, actually. Okay, so that's what I got for that. Now we're gonna go take some phone calls and see who's out there. Alrighty, already 7:15 here on the West Coast. Actually, I'm in Tucson, Arizona. I'm not on the West Coast, but this time of year. We're on LA time, and when you guys all change your clocks, it's going to be November, then we're going to be on Mountain time and Pacific time. San Diego will be an hour behind us, but right now, same time. Yeah, I'm just going to do some shuffling here. Wow, it's really quiet, except for Jill in there, you know, going off like crazy. It's very quiet in the chat. We usually have a lot more people, but like I said, it's Monday. Now we're going to, I'm going to do a show on Wednesday in the evening like this, 6:30 PM Pacific time. So like LA, San Diego, Seattle, and then 9:30 PM New York time, you know, New York, Florida, East Coast, on Wednesday. And Michelle is going to be my guest co-host. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to tune in on Wednesday. Taking tomorrow off, Tuesdays are interesting. You know, sometimes I have major executive board meetings and general membership meetings and things I have to go to for the American Legion because I'm on the board of directors, executive board, e-board they call it. That's the first and second Tuesdays. So, you know, not this Tuesday and next Tuesday. But I thought, you know what? I want to take a break here and there, you know. So doing little built-in breaks. And we're just testing this out. So we're going to not do shows on Tuesdays and try doing Monday, Wednesday, Thursday evenings. When Catherine comes back and does Fridays, I mean, that may change to like maybe Monday, Wednesday nights. Or we might try out some days during the weekdays again. Let's see. Yep. But it's really quiet in the chat. Fortunately, we can go over to the phone lines, which are heating up. Oh, my gosh. More people coming in now. Let's see. Oh, area code 518 has been waiting the longest. Are you there, 518? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Marie. I'm in New York State.
Hi, Marie in New York. How you doing?
How are you? Good. How are you?
Doing good, yeah. I got my mint tea and just hanging out, you know, really low-key today.
Yeah, me too. I think it's just something in the day. I wanted to say a couple things regarding what you talked about. One, as far as Trump goes, I'm going to say I'm a fan. Now, with that said, I'm going to just say this. I believe every politician across the board is guilty of something. They have done something shady. So I don't care if they're in the first year of politics or their 70th year of politics. All done something corrupt. So putting that aside, they're all starting on an even playing field. And when I look at who I feel did the best for the country, I feel it was him. And I say he is always a step ahead of everyone. So do I think he'll get charged? Maybe on a few things, but do I think it will be really serious? Don't think so, because he's just always a step. It could come down to the right second. And he'll pull something out of his hat. Here's the proof, and he'll be fine. So that's just my view. Yeah. And I don't know if a president can pardon himself, but it would be kind of humorous if they did put him in jail. He won, and he walked out of jail. So just my thought. But anyways.
True. Of course, in the New York case, he can't pardon himself because it's a state charge. So he couldn't do that.
Well, maybe not. Maybe you're right. But here's the thing.
Presidents can only pardon federal charges. Yeah, presidents can only pardon federal charges.
Okay. I wasn't quite aware of that, and I've done a lot of research on that, and I didn't know if there was any – what I came across, and maybe I'm wrong, was there was no – specifics, like that was one of the areas that have never been actually, this is it, clear cut, but maybe I missed that somewhere. So, I mean, I'm not doubting you. Yeah. I just could have missed
some of the cases, you know, I mean, we're talking about what, 90 some charges. Some of the cases are in federal court, but some of them are also in state court. And when it's state court, it's a completely different thing. Now, does that mean he doesn't, you know, pull a rabbit out of the hat, you know, kind of thing? Could very well happen, you know. He squeaked his way out of so many things over the years. I mean, it's just endless and countless. I mean, you can't even keep track. It's just unbelievable. Will he get, you know, scot-free, 90-some charges? I don't think so. Will anything? But will something bad come, you know, out of it? Maybe not, you know.
I think he's going
to
owe a lot of money.
He already owes a shitload of money.
$500 million. I think with, they reduced his appeal charge.
Reduced how much he had to put down to not, yeah, they reduced how much he had to pay in order to do the appeal. However, if he
loses the appeal, right,
it goes back up to the, you know, nearly $500 million. And plus there's the near $100 million in the other case, you know, that he already put the whole amount on. Yeah, yeah. So what else did you want to chat about?
Okay.
You had a lot of things.
Well, in Tesla, I have to say, you said one of, I don't remember the name of the car company, you said maybe B something or maybe
BYO is one of them.
Yes.
There's actually dozens of them in China, but BYO is the big one.
Okay. I know there were a few that came out maybe 5-10 years ago, and a lot of them have not been successful. But
they're not making
you
money.
Said that,
BYO is.
Right. Well, here's my thought. For the first so many years when Tesla really was known, they didn't really make much. They didn't really make money either. And
of course not.
Elon kept saying, we're going to have 200,000 cars out. And he only had 15,000 cars out. And I think it was it an April Fool's joke? He said, bankrupt. Honestly, I believe he was just about bankrupt. And he made it into a joke. And he was just about bankrupt at that point. I believe that wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
And I followed the reports. Yeah. I followed the stocks. And, I mean, he pulled that one off. But I would not own a Tesla if somebody handed me the keys and said it's yours. Nope, no desire. I think they're too risky.
Yeah. So, see, I am complete. It's hilarious, though, Marie, to think about it. But we are so diametrically opposed. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You know, not only am I 180 degrees the opposite from you as far as the politics go, same thing with electric vehicles. I've been driving Teslas for years, and I'm 180 degrees the opposite because I see it as I know it's the future. Everybody really does. They just don't want to admit it. And it's already becoming standard around the rest of the world. You know,
I think they're trying to push it.
The majority, no, hon, I've been studying this for years now. I do all the research. And in a lot of countries, like Norway, for instance, 85% of the cars sold were electric last year. In China, the number one selling vehicle, period, is the Model Y. The number one car sold in Europe last year was the Tesla Model Y, not an internal combustion engine vehicle. Other parts of the world, it's the same thing. It's just.
But is it by choice or is it because they have to?
No, it's not because they have to. It's by choice. But listen, what we don't understand here in the United States is that we have blinders on. We think that the U.S. is, you know, that's it, you know. And yeah, sure, in the United States, there's some, you know, hold back on it, or I don't know how to describe it, but you know what I mean. It's because of our legacy with automobiles. You know, I mean, I'm a big car guy. You know, but it's only in the States. Everywhere else, they're adopting this. You know, and some parts of the world, like Southern Australia, just went 100%. They got rid of their power grid with coal. They went 100% wind turbines and batteries from Tesla. You know, the size of buildings these batteries are. Their entire southern continent is powered by electricity from the wind turbines, you know. I mean, all of this is coming. And all the major manufacturers, whether you're talking about, you know, GM, anything you can think of, they're all talking about they're going to be going 100% electric within the next 5 to 10 years. You know, it's going to happen. And the thing is, I've been driving Teslas and other electric cars for a while now. They are so much better than internal combustion engine cars. I've owned about 35 cars in my lifetime. And I drive these cars. Yeah, I was a delivery person, and I bought a new car every 2 years. And,
really?
I'm 60 now. And I drive these cars and they are, oh my God, the acceleration on them is, acceleration is incredible. You know, it drives like a dream, you know,
right.
So much less maintenance. You know, there is no oil, hon. There's no oil filter. There's no air filter. You know, the reason why we should have had this 50 years ago, the reason why they killed the electric car originally, remember the first cars were electric. A lot of people don't realize the late 1800s.
No, I do. I've
early
researched.
1900s. Yeah, the first cars were electric, not gasoline powered. Okay. They were,
right.
And some were steam, you know, but it's because of the manufacturing process and Henry Ford that we got, you know, the ICE cars taking over, ICE vehicles taking over, and of course the people, you know, pumping the oil, you know. And but the thing is that they killed the electric car, the next iteration of it about, you know, was it 50, 60 years ago, in the 70s, and you know, they also tried once, I think it was the 50s and 60s, and they killed it. They killed it because they can't make money on it. Because it doesn't run on gasoline. It doesn't require maintenance. It doesn't require oil changes. You know, most car manufacturers, they have, you know, their string of dealerships, and they actually make their money on taking care of the vehicle. You know, the maintenance and everything like that is what they really make their money on. That and various kinds of insurance packages, you know, maintenance packages that you are sold when they're selling the car to you. And that's where they make their money, not on selling the vehicle itself. They only make, you know, I used to work for South San Francisco Ford. I know the game, you know, and that's not where they make their money. So they could not afford to have electric cars because electric cars, virtually no maintenance. The engines last forever. I mean, there are Model 3s, which Model 3 has only been out for a few years, that have 450,000 miles on the original engine. 450,000 miles because it's an electric motor. It's not an engine with all these parts that can blow up and explode and, you know, camshafts and thrown pistons and all. Because you're exploding
things
to push the pistons up and down. Yeah.
What would you do if you parked your car in the garage tomorrow? I don't know if you have a garage, but let's just say you parked your car in the garage, okay? So it's sitting there. You parked it last night. And at 2 a.m., you wake up to this big boom, and it explodes. How would you feel then?
Well, I...
Because you have a lot of those cars just exploding randomly. People park them. And
No. Oh, my God. More internal combustion engine vehicles explode each year by a multitude of 100 times to 1,000 times the number of explosions of electric batteries or electric motors in electric cars every year. They don't explode. You know, all you see is when the one explodes, you see it on the news. And it's like, oh my God, the electric cars are exploding. No, honey.
Right.
In fact, people don't do the research, you know, and they don't realize that we're now four or five generations later in these batteries, and we have a whole set of new batteries about to come out, and they don't have lithium in them, or very tiny amounts of lithium. The reason why those old batteries exploded was because of the lithium content and the heat.
Right.
But now they don't explode. You know, we have new generations of batteries, and the new ones coming out are going to be actually sodium ion based. Doesn't explode.
Okay. No, I mean, that's good. And I do research this. I mean, I followed Tesla, read up on Tesla, read up on reports, read up on the stock, read for years. And then I was just like, no, I'm not convinced. If somebody offered me a free one, I'd be like, here are the keys back. I don't want it. You know, because I was just
you can give it to me.
But I was that.
Yeah, you can give
maybe
it to
just
me.
Trusting.
But if you want to invest and make a lot of money, folks, wait till the next time Tesla's stock goes down and buy 2,000 shares because you're going to be rich. I'm telling you.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe in a few more years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying tomorrow.
Maybe in a few more years. Right. I would be like, I would be convinced if everything was running smooth. I read like a lot of car dealerships are actually hesitant now where they were gung-ho on doing EVs. Now they're like, maybe we should take a step back. So they're not so gung-ho anymore.
Of course, that's mostly in the United States, don't forget. That's mostly in the U.S.
Right, right. And I do think a lot of other countries, I think a lot of other countries
in
general. The largest
car market in the world is China. The largest car market in the world is China. And it's going to go past the 50% EV market in the next couple, 2 or 3 years. You know, and they sell infinitely more vehicles than we sell in the United States, you know, and all of
Europe.
Don't
they also have tons more people, though?
That's exactly right. Tons more people, you know, and so.
So if you broke it down.
The U.S. mindset, you know, we don't like change, you know, and other parts of the world are a little more accommodating to change or they're forced to change. For instance, in China, it's a lot different, you know, because the government tells you, hey, after 2030, you can't have vehicles that put out X amount of carbon dioxide. You know, so, I mean, theirs is infinitely more draconian than even California standards, you know. So so everybody is scrambling to switch over to electric vehicles and that's why it's happening like that, whereas we don't do that, you know, here in the States.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to take a long time. Another 5-10 years, you know, we're going to have the really fantastic batteries. Some of them are going to have incredible amounts of range. And they're going to be made of, you know, different components. Mostly the best one is the sodium ion battery that's going to come out. It doesn't have the problem in cold weather like the older lithium batteries do, and the market will start taking off, and you know it'll snowball. You know what? It'll take a while, and once it finally gets going, and people finally start admitting that, oh yeah, you know this is fantastic, this is better, you know it's so much cheaper to charge a car at home and drive to work and back than it is to put gasoline in it, you know, it's going to take 5 or 10 years, and then it'll start snowballing where, you know, you won't know, you won't be able to believe how fast it'll go after that. It just has to hit this, but the rest of the world's gone. The rest of the world, you know, there's some holdouts like in parts of Australia and stuff like that, but even they're going to start tipping over pretty soon as well. But especially Europe, China, the biggest, you know, the biggest market is already going, you know, they're getting close to 50% now.
Wow. That's really, I don't know if it's so much that people have blinders on. I think it's more that they're skeptical. Like, I mean, like, okay, it's a great idea, but let's see what happens. You know what I mean? Like, kind of like somebody presents something to you and you're like, I don't know. Maybe it sounds good, but let's just make sure. So I don't know if it's blinders. I mean, I may be wrong, but that's just my thought.
Well,
but
there's so much disinformation is what it – there's so much disinformation out there, you know,
that's true.
It's really hard to make an informed opinion because there's people out there still saying a lot of this stuff that – you know, yeah, it was true a decade ago, but it's not true anymore. Hasn't been for many, 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 many years. You know, people go, you know, like about the charging, for instance, you know, it's like, oh, my God, you know, we've had the entire country covered for 10 years. You can travel anywhere in the United States and you're not going to run out of power. You know, you're not going to run out of gasoline on the highway. You're not going to run out of power either. You're going to be able to stop and you're going to be able to charge up and you're going to be able to, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, go back on your way. It's, you know, and you know, the battery's exploding and all this other BS and the range is so horrible. It's like, no, it isn't. The average person drives 40 miles.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it. The average person wakes up, gets in their car, drives to work, drives back. They go 40 to 50 miles. They don't go
right.
300 miles. The range of these cars are in the, you know, a lot of the good ones, like the Tesla ones, are in the 300-mile range, and they're going to only go up from there. Soon they're going to be, well, the latest version of the Model 3 just came out, and I think that's 330-some miles it goes on a charge. But there's vehicles out
that's
there that go 500 already.
Yeah.
Yep. It's very similar, you know. I mean, my last gas guzzler didn't go much further than that on a gas, a full tank of gas, and went, you know, maybe 350 miles, you know, and there's places to fill up your gas along the way. Well, guess what? There's places along the way to fill up your power as well. But
oh,
most people
yeah.
aren't doing that. You know, most people are sitting at home. They plug it in at night. They have a super low rate through their electric company where they get a discount and are only paying 5 to 8 cents per kilowatt hour. And
oh, was that
it costs them about $3. Yes.
Okay, that I did not
cheap.
Know.
It depends on where you live in the country. It's different in every single location. You know, I can only tell you what it is. I know California is, you know, about double. But here in, say, here with Tucson Electric Power in Tucson, mm-hmm. Arizona, you just call up TAP and you say, hey, I own an electric vehicle, and they set up your overnight rate. You plug it in. It charges overnight. It costs you like $3 to fill your tank.
Wow.
So to speak. And, you know, you go 300 miles on $3, you know.
Really?
You can't beat it, you know.
No,
it's
that's very good.
Yeah, see, and the disinformation campaign is ridiculous. And what's going on with the disinformation is, and I don't know who's behind it, you know, probably some of the manufacturers and the gasoline companies
and
stuff
government.
Like that, probably. Mm. Yeah, you know, but
well, I will say this.
But not the government. The government's doing great on the electric. No, but what's going on here is you've got disinformation out there. People don't realize, you know, they hear these stories about the mm-hmm. charger networks and these stories about the costs involved and all these things. But no one's telling them that, hello, people aren't using the superchargers. People that own other kinds of electric cars are not using the public charging stations. They're charging at home. 95-98% of electric vehicles being used right now, if somebody owns it, they're at home. They go home at night, they plug it in. Next morning they wake up and they drive away with a fully charged battery. And they can go 250, 300, 350 miles. You know, so
right.
It's a disinformation. The reason why I say it's disinformation is because they don't tell people this. They
exactly.
make it say, oh, well, you know, electric cars are not viable until we have the charging infrastructure. We already have the charging infrastructure. It's called a charger on the wall in your garage. It's
right,
just so
right.
ridiculous. Well, anyway,
what
Marie,
is that?
I got to get going because
oh, well,
we've,
I was gonna
we've
say,
been talking
I did have
a
question
and I
for
got people
you.
Waiting.
Oh,
what's your question, hon?
Okay. It's just about love and when you see anything coming or what you see around.
Oh, you mean like, well, the way I do that typically is I'm looking for something coming in, like someone coming in. So in tarot, I'm looking for court cards to come in. And then let's see what's going on here, Marie. Okay. Five of Cups. Okay, so this is the crying over spilt milk card. And it may, you know, maybe a little negative. Maybe this is, you know, how you're feeling right now about it. You know, maybe you're not really happy with the situation, but you're ready. The nine of wands says you are ready. And then right after that, the Knight of Swords shows up. So swords are thoughts and ideas and they are the air sign. Okay, so we're talking about they're the air element, and so it might be an air sign like Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, something like that. And this person is either contemporary to you, possibly a little younger, not necessarily chronologically younger than you, but could be, just youthful outlook, and they're a go-getter and getting things done. But then this is interesting. I had the Five of Cups, right? Crying over spilt milk card. And then I got the Four of Cups after the Knight of Swords. This is another card kind of similar with the vibe of the Five of Cups, where the person or the individual in the card, in the illustration, you know, they're not happy with the situation. They have like these three cups in front of them, and there's this other cup being offered seemingly from a hand coming out of a cloud, right? So they have these, and of course, cups are emotions in tarot. So this is talking about the emotional state, you know, just like the Five of Cups is as well, you know. And it's as if they have their arms and legs crossed, and they're looking at these three cups in front of them, and it's as if, you know, they're not happy with these choices, not realizing there's another choice up here, okay? And it's interesting that it's bookended with the reading. The whole reading is bookended with that Five of Cups and the Four of Cups. And so although you're ready, okay, and then the Knight, for those of you that can see on the camera here, the Knight is rushing into the Nine of Wands. And by the way, what did I say? It's a 9-day today. You know, it's like, what can you let go of with that nine energy? What's holding you back? See, I feel like the reason why the reading is bookended with these two emotional and you know, leaning negative emotion cards is because that's what's got you stuck, you know, is your focus on the lack, right? When there's someone ready to come in right now. This person is ready to come in. I did say air signs, but I want to mention that it doesn't have to be like an Aquarius or a Libra or a Gemini. It could just be somebody that has those qualities. Okay. Anyway, I hope that helped you out, Marie. And it was fun chit-chatting with you. And, you know, I wish more people would do that, you know, because there's a lot of things besides just pulling cards on your you know, what's going on in your life, there's other topics that you might be interested. Things in the news, you know, things of interest to people like electric cars, you know, like the Trump case, like, you know, all these different things. There's lots and lots of things, you know, that we can pull cards on and even look at the numerology on, you know. And, yeah, that's some of the stuff that I'm interested in. I wouldn't say interested, like, in the politics. I try to avoid that, you know, as much as I can. Not a big politics person. Marie and I are diametrically opposed as far as the politics go. But, you know, the two of us are thinking the same thing, though. All the politicians suck. I don't care if they're libertarian or Democrat or, you know, Republican, which I don't call them Republicans. I call them regressives, you know, because you got the progressives and then you got the regressives, the ones that want to go back to, okay, let's take the woman's vote away and have slaves again. And, you know, put all the gay people on Alcatraz, you know, or maybe send them to Australia, you know. Anyway, yeah. But so we are completely, completely different there. However, I think we all know the truth about politics and politicians. It's all a game, all a big show. All of them, no matter what side they're on, all they want is to hold power. And, you know, they don't have our interests at heart. And by the way, if you're a follower of Mr. Trump and you think that the billionaire cares about you and has your best interests at heart, just look back at his record and, you know, where did those tax cuts actually go? You know, you might have got a $500,000 check in the mail, you know, or something like that. His billionaire friends and you know, 100 millionaire friends, they cleaned up. Yeah. That's right. That's what it's about, folks. Don't believe these politicians, you know, are caring about you. Yeah. So, yeah, anything else you guys want to chat about is, you know, it's fair game. I'm happy to, you know, chat about it. I'm looking in the chat to see. Oh, God's daughter came in. Yay. I was looking to see if anybody else came in. Oh, God. Jill said, I need a Tesla now after that talk. Psychic Cafe went to Car Talk. Yes, we can change it from Psychic Talk to Car Talk. You know, I would love to do that. I mean, you know, you guys probably think that when I'm not doing this, I'm watching, you know, YouTube videos on other tarot readers and numerology and, you know, all that kind of stuff out there. And, you know, to a little bit, you know, maybe a couple percentage points, you know, part of the time, you know, 2 to 5% of the videos I look at have something to do with that. I'm more interested rather than, like, I'm not sitting there watching videos with psychic readers and tarot readers and astrologers and numerologists and all that stuff. I'm more interested in the mind. So I'd be more likely you would catch me watching something about the power of the mind, hypnosis, NLP, hypnotherapy, energy healing, EFT, tapping, for instance, and things like the law of attraction and sacred geometry I like a lot, you know. But no, I'm not watching politics and I'm not watching psyche stuff, actually. A lot of it is I'm watching stuff on cars and the car industry and electric cars and, you know, where all that's going, and especially Tesla, right? Because I used to work for car companies way back in the day, in my youth, in my lost 20s, you know. And, you know, I know all about the car game. And not only have I worked in the industry, but I bought a crap load of cars and done dozens and dozens of deals. So, you know, I know the ins and outs. And I love watching what people say, you know, on YouTube about things, and just fascinated with anything digital or electronic. So, like, you're more likely, instead of psychic stuff, you'll see me watching YouTube videos on the latest laptops coming out, or MacBooks or PCs, or the latest gadget, right? Or building websites. You know, I build websites, so I'm looking at, you know, different ways and neat designs on websites and how to build things and how to put them together, do the behind the scenes technical stuff and technical tutorials on other things that that we need here at the Psychic Cafe and Psychic Talk and the Tarot Guild. I'm, you know, always looking that kind of stuff up, but a lot of car stuff, a lot of electronics and you know, anything digital, anything new age. And when I say new age, I don't mean the psychic new age, but, you know, maybe I missaid that then. I shouldn't say new age. I should say, I don't know, contemporary modern technology, something like that. And within all that, you know, I know a ton about laptops and phones and all that kind of thing. But I know even more about electric cars. Yeah. So, you know, it may be bad, folks, but, you know, if somebody hits me up with something that I know is not the truth about cars, especially electric cars, I'm going to tell you. You're not going to get past me with any of the disinformation BS that's out there. I'm sorry, just not going to do it. Oh God. And oh, Jill watches all that too. And my husband used to rebuild cars. Very cool. Yes. Oh, God's Daughter, or anybody else that's listening in there, you got questions. All you got to do is go and put it in the chat, you know, just say, can I get a general reading? General message from the universe is the way I like to put it. Or if you have a specific question, just type in, you know, a couple of lines, what this, get very specific, you know, will this happen? Is this, you know, just be very specific on it. Those are the ones I like the best. Don't mind pulling cards, you know, for a general message from the universe though. Or call in. That's right. 714-816-4628. Who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 434. 434.
Hello.
Caller, are you there? What's your name?
Khalil Reed. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hi, Khalil. What's going on?
Nothing much. I was wondering, got stuck on my words. I was waiting for a long time.
It happens to me all the time. Take your time.
I was wondering, in movie, like, I wanted to do something with the movie, like make my own movie or either make a story, but I didn't want to copy a movie.
Oh, okay.
Like, there was a scene
right.
on a movie called Starkid where he accidentally knocked over a bunch of oil and finishing touches paint. And I was, he didn't have on goggles, fell all over him.
Okay.
And got all over his clothes and everything. I was wondering if that was actually fake paint or if that was body paint or it was fake body paint.
Fake paint, body paint. I wouldn't know.
Okay.
That's not something I could really look at, really. I mean, I'm sure that there's something online about, like, you know, there's tons online actually about every single movie that comes out. So there's probably something in the production that, you know, you'll be able to find that information if you do some searching on Google, you know. But we could pull cards on something, some aspect of that, or what, you know, what your ideas are. You know, what would you like to do to make a movie?
I would like to make a movie about, like, but I'm going to go to something, a different question. Is it all right if I ask you a different question?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm going.
That's fine.
I'm hoping to go to Richmond either sometime soon before August.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering when you see me going to Richmond. I don't know if I've asked you this, but I was wondering when you see me going to that part
of
Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia. Okay, let's take a look at that. Oh, if you hear the woman in the background, that is our Blog Talk Radio telling us that we're going to stop live streaming because we've gone 90 minutes, which means we've gone a half hour over. But I'm going to keep going because we have some more calls and stuff. Might be a long one this time, but we'll take a look and see what's coming up. Hold on there, Khalil. Yeah, you know, it's looking really good. The Star Car shows up, you know, and so that's always good to see the Hope card, right? And it's 17. 1 + 7 = 8. 8 is abundance and prosperity, which we were talking about earlier. There's 8 stars on the Star card. Each star has 8 rays coming out of it, okay? Not going to go into too much detail on that, but that showing up, you know, is telling me it's really leaning that way. Now, there's a slight delay with the Hanged Man showing up. Also, that's a card of perspective. So you may need to look at the situation from a different perspective in order to be able to make the move. And I'm not sure if you meant move or meant just going there to visit, or I felt like you meant move. Anyway, but the Ace of Swords shows up. So that is great. That is your new opportunity. There's a new opportunity with that and to go to Richmond. And swords are thoughts and ideas. So it's basically saying, hey, you need to focus in that is what you're going to do, period. In other words, no more asking tarot readers or psychics, you know, am I going to go to Richmond and when kind of thing. You know, you got to go and focus on exactly what is that going to be like. You may even need to travel there and spend some time there, look at the buildings, go inside the cafes, hang out, drive around, you know, and just get a feel. Why? Because the central focus is right next to that Ace of Swords is the King of Cups, the emotions. You need to get dialed in on the emotions on that. What is it going to feel like when you are there and prosperous? You're going to be prosperous. This is going to be a really good thing for you. New opportunity with this Ace of Swords. The Nine of Swords shows up. It's also our timing card. Okay. And that's way too many swords, way too many thoughts and ideas. So what the tarot is saying is if anything's going to hold you back, it's overthinking things, Khalil. And, you know, you don't want to be kept up at night, which is literally what's going on in this card. You know, swords are thoughts and ideas, like we've said, nine of them. That's a lot of, yeah, that's way too much. You got to get narrowed down to this single Ace of Swords. You got to get down to this one sword, this one idea. Focus on it. That's all you want, and that's all you're going to focus on is going to Richmond. And then it can happen as fast as 9 weeks. Nine is the timing. This is the timing card. Nine weeks. If you don't let go, remember, you know, what's today? It's the nine energy. It's all about the end of the cycle. What is no longer serving me? Beliefs. Oh, I can't do that. I can't go to Richmond. Not knowing how. And so you're focused on the not knowing how. Leave the how up to the universe. Okay. You want the why. And the why and the passion behind it. So the emotion and the why, the Ace of Swords here. Okay. So with the Nine of Swords, it's in alignment with that numerology today. And it's like, what beliefs can you let go of? Relationships that are no longer serving you that might be keeping you where you are now. Think about that. It might not be conscious. It might be subconscious holding you back. Jobs that are holding you back. You may need to let go and just do fresh start. I don't know. I've often told people it's like, that's a big sticking point. You say, well, I don't have a job there yet. And I have this job that I've been doing, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, sometimes you just have to bite the bullet. You have to like quit the job, go there. And if you have to do like, Amazon Flex and Uber deliveries, Amazon Flex deliveries and Uber and Lyft, you know, for several months until you get another job where you want to be, so be it. Do it. You know, when there's a will, there's a way. You got to have the will, though. That's what these cards are, the will. Okay. And so what can you let go of? And all, and then you're going to be able to make it happen. And it could happen as quick as 9 weeks. Now, if you don't and drag this on, it may be 9 months. But I really don't feel that. I'm not feeling that amount of time going by. If it goes longer than 9 weeks, I can feel it going, but not 9 months. So this is what I'm going to think. My fallback on that is I'm going to say the ninth month. I'm going to say September. Okay, so I hope that helped you out. Let's see. I'm going to see, is there any questions in chat? All righty. And no questions there yet, so we can take another phone call. Looks like area code 475 has been waiting the longest. Hello, area code 475. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sean, Stamford, Connecticut.
Hey, it's Sean. How you doing, Sean?
Oh, fine, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. Good to hear you.
Good to hear you, too. I wanted to mention, first of all, to Michelle, I want to send my regards to her, knowing what's going on. So I'm going to send her some Reiki tonight.
Right.
And also, mm-hmm. the thing with the car was, it wasn't BYO, it's BYD is the Chinese car maker.
BYD, okay.
Yes.
BYD.
Yeah, because
I was at the auto show
in New York last week.
Oh, wow. That must have been cool. I used to love to go to auto shows.
Oh, my God, yeah. It was,
that was absolutely big
cool. Thing. And you have to come out. It's usually the middle of April or early April every year at the Javits Center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you're a car person, I thought this may be of interest to you.
Absolutely. Of course. I haven't been on the East Coast since I lived in Pennsylvania, north of Philly. I've been on this side of the country, the West Coast, or like we like to say, the Left Coast. We've been over here for quite a while, so it's been more like, you know, auto shows happening in the West Coast cities. I've lived in, you know, like Seattle, L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, Phoenix. Been to a Phoenix show before. What else you want to chat about, Sean?
Well, I want a general reading for tonight.
Okay, one of those. All righty. So what it – ooh, okay. That's interesting. Okay. So there's something going on, like the Two of Pentacles shows up. There's something you're trying to balance. It could be things going on with finances, but it doesn't have to be finances. It could be another part of your life. But then the Ten of Swords shows up. That it shows you're ready for a transition. You know, one door closes, another door opens. And then after that, the Six of Wands, success comes in. So it's looking really good. You know, whatever's going on with you now, the thing that's you're most focused on is typically what shows up in the cards. And let's see, the King of Wands shows up again. Wands, like the Six of Wands I just got, wands are fire. So your passions, are you following your passions in the areas, you know, whether it's love, career, you know, any of that. Work, business, it's saying, hey, you need to focus on that, Sean, and listen to that part of you. Yeah, yeah. And then the weird thing is the card of the middle is the Five of Swords. That's one of the not too exciting cards in tarot, you know, because it looks like a battle just took place and you know, a couple guys in the background, they're not too happy. They probably are on the losing end. And the guy in the foreground is picking up the swords from the battlefield, you know, collecting them like, you know, and so he probably is on the winning side. And when I show this to my clients, I always ask, you know, when you look at this card, what are you identifying with, the figures in the background or the figure in the front? And I always tell people that a lot of times when this card shows up, the hint with it is kind of like the message, because you were asking for a general message there. It's you may win, but at what cost? And it's like, do you want to be happy or do you want to be right in situations? You know, so like listen more than you talk is another aspect of it as well. So ruminate on that, Sean, those messages, and see how they fit in your life and see what that may be, what the universe may be wanting to you to know from that. Very interesting cards, though, to get.
Oh, and by the way, before I go, I just want to, you got my name spelled correctly, and Jill did not. That was last week.
Wow.
On Saturday.
That's because I'm the psychic one. Damn it. But yeah, I thought that was funny when I looked in the chat and I saw she mentioned you. And of course, when you're saying Sean, it's one thing, but when you're in chat, you have to actually either know or just guess and write it down, right? And so it just so happened that when you called in, on our switchboard, you can click in next to the phone number and write some notes. I typically write the person's name and where they're calling in from, right? So I had wrote in, you know, Sean, the way you spell it, the S-E-A-N, and then I looked in the chat, and there she was saying something about Sean, and she had the S-H-A-W-N, and I just had this feeling right away, like, I don't think that's right, but I'm not going to say anything to to Jill, you know. But
Jill, I love you, but better luck next time.
Yep, better luck next time. You know, it's like, ha-ha, I got the psychic one this time. But, yeah, I just had a gut instinct on it because there's other ways, too, to spell Sean. There's, like, what, 3 or 4 ways?
Yeah, there's 4, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, and I just, you know, Sean Penn version, I just went right in on that one. Because that's the vibe I get from you is more of, like, the Sean Penn vibe. Than the other Sean. The other Sean I associate with, now his mind, just went right out of my mind.
Sean
who I'm thinking of. Well, yeah, that's one of them. No, that wasn't who I was thinking of, though. But yeah, Sean Connery is an S-E-A-N. I mean, an S-H-A-W-N. I'm trying to remember who it was. Sean. Oh. Really
Sean
popular in that's one, yeah. But the Sean that popped in my head was like from the '70s, early '80s. God, can't remember his last name. It'll come to me later. I'll let you know. But there's a lot of actors with the name Sean. You know, so there's a lot of Seans. Oh God, but. Yeah, that's really – oh, and Michelle says, thank you, Sean, in the chat there. And Rose came in, and Dan says hi to Rose. Cool. Well, we'll
You're
talk
welcome.
To you soon, Sean. Thanks for everything.
You're welcome.
Talk to you real soon. You too. All right. And then if you figure out, Sean, you know, what that message was – a lot of times, you know, I get parts of it and I just tell people the cards and what I'm getting. And then, you know, it takes some rumination. You know, you got to go home and kind of, you know, with that or sit with that for a while, think about it, you know, and then it comes to you and you might get multiple layers of meaning, which is really cool. I love when that happens. Oh, and then for Rose, who just came in. Any messages for Rose? Any messages for Rose? I'm not going to say her last name on air, but it reminds me of Thor. I'll just say that. What's going on with her? Wow. I'm getting a lot of knight cards coming in here. Okay, so just like with, I think it was it Khalil? I forgot now. You know, I do these readings and like, I remember the cards coming up, but who it was for just goes right out of my head 90% of the time. Anyway, the 9 of Wands, remember that came up? So Rose, the universe wants you to know that despite all appearances, you've been through the ringer, you know, look at the bandage on his head here, you know, he's the figure's holding on to this staff, but behind him is 8 staffs. 8 is the number. This is really fascinating because 8 is the number of abundance and prosperity. And that's what the message is about, Rose. It's telling you that you have all the ducks in a row. In other words, you've been through the ringer. You have the skills and abilities. Despite anything going on with you right now where you may be doubting, the universe wants you to know that abundance is ready to come in. Okay. And then also this is a nine card, nine of wands. And of course that's the number of the day again. So the Mother Teresa number and the philanthropist, you want to help other people and always try to keep that in focus. Okay. And like I said, for everybody else, it's amazing how many times nine cards or the number nine somehow has come up. And I'm telling everybody the same thing over and over again. It's like, this is when tonight is the time. This is when you need to think about what relationships are no longer serving you. What's holding you back? What beliefs around money or abundance or about maybe beliefs about relationships and love in general that are holding you back because you have these negative beliefs that you need to let go of, bad habits that you need to let go of. I don't know what's going on with you, you know, romantically, but, you know, two nights show up right after that, if you can get through that. And by the way, your ship coming in showed up, the Three of Wands. This came up earlier. Remember, nine is just three times, right? Yeah, it's an aspect. In fact, three, six, and nine are a subgroup of numbers in numerology. You got 157, 248, and the business numbers. 157 is the mind numbers. And then you've got 369, the creativity numbers. Yes. And so, you know, what can you be creative of? And then back to that nine philanthropy, how can you help other people out then with your creativity, the skills and abilities that it's talking about? The universe is reminding you of. You have a lifetime of skills and abilities. It's time to take a look at that, and that's representative by the seeker energy, the seven of pentacles, practicality. Look at what's going on. Reevaluate your skills and abilities. Start writing them down. And if you exhaust your list, take a break. And either later on tonight or tomorrow or in the afternoon or night tomorrow or the next day, you know, go back to that list and keep adding to that list. And then if you do this energy, the seeker energy, if you are, you know, researching that almost, you know, where you're looking at your own skills and abilities, things are going to start to pop out at you. Okay. So that's what I got for you there. And then, oh, Charlotte came in. Hi, Charlotte. I don't want to be left out if you are pulling nines for everyone else. Well, just because I pulled nines for everybody else doesn't mean I'm pulling a nine for you, Charlotte. But it is the numerology of the day, you know, and I can feel that. I can feel that tonight where it just feels like, okay, yeah, we need to let go of this stuff. We need to let go. There's so much, so much. Hey, you know, before I end the show, you know, I had that laundry list of things I was telling you guys about, and I wanted to pull cards on, so I pulled cards on it, everything, you know. Also, arriving in the mail today is, or did, the revised edition of the Angel Practitioner Handbook by Maria G. Moss. That's right. She sent me a copy of the revised edition, which I cannot wait to read because I know she put new information. She wrote it out where it's kind of worked with the verbiage, the copy, to make it more readable, so to speak. Daxy Dax Dax Daxter. Yeah, I got to remember to pull a card for you, Charlotte. Okay. Let me pull. It's the same thing, Charlotte. I'll tell you in a minute. Anyway, back to the Angel Practitioner Handbook. I actually have the URL for this, which I'm going to pop in. Okay. And that would be Angel Book. Angel Book. So it's psychic.cafe /angel book. And I'm going to put this in the chat here. Bloop. There we go. So you can get the revised edition. It is psychic.cafe/angel book to get the new revised edition. I can't wait to read through this. I know this is revised and new because it has her new profile picture. Yep. I know it is. And, she actually acknowledges moi in the acknowledgments. I don't know if we can see this. Ooh, it's hard to do with the whole book. Ah, geez, it's not going to work too good. Let me see if I can fix that real quick here. We're gonna go to OBS and turn off the virtual. There we go. Okay. Boop, gonna pop in here and what the heck did it do to my thing? Messed up my video for some reason. Anyway, I wanted to put up this URL. And it's going to be, let's see, Angel Book. Okay, Angel Book. And now I can show you where it's got me in the acknowledgments. Right down here, I also want to thank my friend and colleague, Dax Carlisle, for teaching me how to host and manage a live thing about books. You have to turn pages. Yeah. Internet radio show. I also appreciate his support in joining me as a co-founder of the International Association of Angel Practitioners. Thanks. Thanks, Maria. Thanks for the shout out. Love it. Love it. Love it. Actually, I'm going to go back to the cafe here. Oh, it's working. Okay. Just going to get rid of that. All right. There we go. Yeah. That is so cool. I can't wait to read through that. Another new beginning. Cool. Yeah. So Charlotte was just teasing, but I'm going to pull a card anyway, or cards, see what comes up. So Charlotte, for you, the Queen of Cups. Yes. And of course, what I meant by, of course, it's the same thing coming up. You working on your psychic abilities, you know, it's like the same thing. Rose says, cool, yay to Dax. Hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Interestingly, we just did the Angel Practitioner Handbook there, and I got Archangel Michael on the Temperance card showing up. I love that. I love that. But that is actually also for Charlotte. So the Queen of Cups, working on your psychic ability, animal communication, anyone? And look at that. Speaking of animals, there's an animal, a fish popping out. Hey, it's not just dogs and cats and chickens and horses, folks. There's people have gerbils and hamsters and fish and sharks. I mean, snakes, everything, lizards. Anyway, so Charlotte, look, there it is. And then, of course, you know, the page is the learner. So like next time I get you on a show, I want to ask you about like how that course, that really super expensive course on animal communication is coming. And we should get her on and interview the creator of that actually. But this is like a message coming through too, I feel, about all of that. It's all animals, yes. And then the Temperance card, you know, I feel like that's talking about the angelic connection with this. And then I pulled one more card for you, Charlotte. I got the Ten of Pentacles. So what do we see in the Ten of Pentacles? dog, two dogs right there. Yeah. Another hint at the animal communication. And this is, you ever notice how pentacles are laid out in the tree of life? I love that. So the ten of pentacles is legacy and, you know, material well-being, investments, everything, you know, familial wealth and establishing legacy and things like that. And I feel like all of this could lead you there. You just need to get on the ball and do it. You could be the next big psychic. No, animal communicator, course creator. Make $1 million. Let's see. What's she saying in chat? I didn't take that course. That's way out of my price range. Oh, I thought that was the course that you were gifted by someone. Weren't you gifted a course, Charlotte, and you were currently taking it or something? If not, I just jump timelines. You know, the mandala effect. I must have like been just in a timeline where somebody gifted you that super expensive course, or you want it somehow, and that you were taking it right now. I swear to God. So if you're not, then I just jumped timelines, and that was a different Charlotte. I'm just saying. It happens, you know. There's a crap load of people that thought Mandela died in prison and was never released, never became president. That's why they call it the Mandela effect. Mandela. I like mandala because, you know, it's like a Indian mandala, you know. But, yeah, I was gifted it at a work. At your own rate course. I was gifted a work at your own rate course. Oh, okay. Much less costly. That's great. Well, okay, so you were gifted one. See, I knew I heard that. So, whew, okay, I didn't jump timelines this time. But, man, how many of you have ever had that, you know, where you were like, damn, I thought he was dead. Yeah. Or all the other Mandela effect things you see on YouTube and stuff like that. I have dozens of them, dozens. Anyway, time to get out of here. And I want to thank everybody for being here, even the people that got here really late, like Charlotte and Rose. You guys have to be here on time next time. Anyway, but had fun. And I'm out of here. I will see you Wednesday night with Michelle. That's right. Bye, everybody.